This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got Marcus Ellis. I think I met him at the Truth About Cancer event, and he told me, you know, I got to talk to you, Robert. And it was about how do we help people that are in maybe terminal cancer scenarios where they're really, they figured it out that they want to go a different pathway. They don't want allopathic medicine, but the only thing that is covered by their insurance that they've spent how many thousands on over the years that they can't even use because it'll kill them, right? They want to go somewhere else. So how do they do that? And a lot of these doctors who do very end-of-life saving measures that are holistically inclined can be very expensive. I mean, I'm not saying they're necessarily gouging you. I'm just saying that, you know, if you're talking about allopathic intervention of a more holistic or integrative variety, there are costs associated with that. And oftentimes, you know, when you're dealing with heroic measures to save your life, and you can succeed, although we'd rather have you not wait till the last minute, right, and suddenly you figure out allopathic medicine doesn't work, now you're going to doctors, perhaps like Dr. Tony Jimenez or Lee Cowden or others, you know, in the medical profession that have figured it out, but they're now not dealing with the original cancer alone. They're having to deal with the treatment for the cancer, which devastated your immune system, whatever was left of it prior to that, made it even worse. And so there's some expense involved. You know, it's like I do basic level things for folks. Like, you know, in Unlock the Power to Heal, information is power, I think, right? And if you're given that information, that power to heal becomes yours again, if you apply it. You know, case in point, that question from Sherry last hour of a husband that's dealing with an autoimmune disease and vasculitis, severe vasculitis. It's not about prednisone and antibiotics. I talk about that for gut treatment, right? It destroys the gut, but that's what they're using to treat the gut. And I looked at two of the things, at least of the many things that this guy, her husband, was on. Antibiotics and prednisone, different forms, and other chemotherapies to suppress or destroy the immune system. Because they don't know or they don't care about the cause of disease. If they don't know, it's obviously embarrassing because they got high level. That's why I call them degrees. If they do know and don't care, that's almost worse, right? Because now you're making a conscious decision. It's one thing you can say, well, I was ignorant. I didn't know. I'm sorry, right? It's another to say, yeah, I knew better, but I went ahead and gave you the chemo anyway. Case in point, years ago, in my earlier homeopathic time frame, working with my mentor, interacting with even medical doctor oncologists, some of whom had been diagnosed with cancer themselves, or some, I remember one case where a spouse, a wife, was diagnosed with cancer. And they came to us for help, homeopathic help. And the question is, do you do this in your practice? Do you tell people to come for homeopathic help who come to you for cancer? As an oncologist, you do that? No, heck no. I'd lose my license. And why won't you treat your wife, you know, this way? Right? The way you would treat all your other patients with oncological interventions, chemo and stuff. Well, it'll kill her. Do you see anything wrong with this picture? You're willing to do this for everybody else when it comes to your own loved one. You're like, no, I'm not going to put her through that. And so that's problematic. Of course, ultimately, they're going to have to deal with their maker, you know, as far as what they did in this lifetime, how they treated people. Not in ignorance, although some say ignorance is no excuse, but you can kind of give a little leeway to say, all right, if we can now inform you and you make the change, good on you, right? We inform you, you know now, you don't make the change, okay, that to me is a doubly bad thing. Maybe I'm making improper judgments here, but that's the assessment that's just coming through me right now. So I look at this case of where we're opening this hour of the show on the rates of autism. Well, it's not just autism, but neurological developmental diseases in children. And they call it an epidemic now. Our friends over at the World Mercury Project, the team there, it was on Health Impact News today. The rate of American boys developing neurodevelopmental disorders is a national crisis. It's a national embarrassment is what it is. Because anybody that has any lick of scientific knowledge or ability to read literature or much less make sense of what makes sense, you begin to say, all right, what impacts the nervous system both directly and indirectly in a negative way? We talk always about the microbiome, the destruction of the microbiome. Because as Roseanne Lindsay said last hour, accurately as all get out, the gut, the brain, where one ends, the other begins, it's hard to differentiate. There's so much interplay and interface. You destroy one, you necessarily destroy the other, right? You heal one, you can impact beneficially the other. We want to heal it all. And we've got a medical culture in America, in the West, that targets young boys and also young girls for neurological destruction from day one with a hepatitis B vaccine containing, I believe, aluminum right from the get-go, a known neurotoxin. And the other vaccines that may be claimed to be mercury-free, which are not, because the subcomponents do contain mercury. They don't add extra at the end, so they're claiming to be mercury-free, which is nonsense. And then there are still some dunderheaded skeptics that say, well, it's not ethyl mercury, it's methyl mercury, or vice versa. And there's stuff like that in a banana or not, you know, like, really? Because when you ingest these things and you have a healthy microbiome, there is a sequestration that can take place, a protection that can take place. When your epithelium is intact, you're not necessarily going to absorb it so much systemically. Whereas if you inject it, you bypass all of those layers of protection. And these people consciously somehow argue that it's perfectly safe because it's, you know, in a banana. And I don't have, you know, I'm at the point today where I'm looking at this article, I'm going, I don't even know why I bother talking. Now, those of you who are here with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly or pop in from time to time, you're probably already there or almost there to recognize that, my gosh, I got to stop feeding my kid pesticide-laden food. I've got to reduce their exposure to toxic heavy metals. I've got to increase the essential fatty acids that they're ingesting. I got to increase the good quality essential fats that include, I will say essential fats, that include saturated fats from healthy sources. And then we got to embrace cannabis in some way, shape, or form. Cannabidiol in particular, because of its neuroprotective and neuroregenerative capacity, and also its benefit within the gut. And I look at these, you know, toxic chemicals. You've got ASD, you've got ADHD. You know, the crisis, I think, is 2-1, I believe, boys to girls. Super Don, are you with me? I apologize. I'm just talking. I'm ignoring you like you're not here.
No, it's okay. All right. It's all right. I'm not going to get in the way of your stream of consciousness here.
All right. Well, I was just kind of glancing over this article and seeing the severity with our boys. And I mentioned this with my son, who was not vaccinated, who was in a class in his adolescent school years with three other boys. And all four of them showed evidence of some more severely into Asperger's, high-functioning autism, and other milder disorders that were very clear in terms of what you could see in the eyes. And even my son, you know, has occasionally the tics, if you will, and he never had a vaccine because there's maternal mercury burden. My wife was over heavily vaccinated because of being a civilian military brat status and mercury amalgams. And so we see this generational decline in neurological integrity due to the passing on of the increased exposure to these toxic poisons. And in boys, it's, you know, it's said that they're more vulnerable. One of the arguments is testosterone enhances the impact, negative impact of heavy metals, whereas estrogen has a protective impact, a neuroprotective impact. So girls are a little bit more protected. And ironically, they attacked Mark and David Geyer, Dr. Geyer, about that because he was using Lupron in boys with autism under the guise that, you know, the heavy metals were impacting the brain and nervous system more intensely because of testosterone levels. And they went after him, but he actually just won a $2.5 million lawsuit against the bad guys. Very interesting. We'll have to cover that in a day or two. But Super D, I see this subject and it hurts my heart because I have kids and I see a lot of kids hammered by this, and I see all the people that we haven't reached yet, and I'm saying, you know, it's not me wanting to give up, but at the same time, it's recognizing, man, there are a lot more kids that are going to suffer before we wake up, and it may be too late to save, for instance, America. If we talk about the future of America, you know, if half of your childhood population growing into adulthood is dependent because they're in the autism spectrum so severe they can't function without care 24/7. How do you think we're going to have a military to protect us from whatever scourge it is called, ISIS or otherwise? You know, if you think about that, we have to spend the bulk of our gross domestic product on caring for children who become adults that can't care for themselves. How is that a recipe for anything else but absolute destruction? What a disaster we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a macabre way of looking at things. It's true, but, you know, here's the question then. Where's the hope in this situation, right?
I think we got to run. Run! Find another
You're
planet.
Done, huh? You're right.
I don't know. I mean, I know what to do. Listen, I know what to do on an individual basis. The thing is, I'm not under the delusion that I can collectively make everybody well. You know, I used to pray as a kid for healing. And, of course, we'd all say, I want to see world peace and all that. I'm like, we are so bent on destroying ourselves that, you know, world peace is going to be something, you know, you don't even know what that is. How are you going to even conduct a war when the people who would conduct it in terms of be the soldiers can't function, right? Unless we're all into the robot era. But at that point, you're going to need so much oil that we don't even have. You won't be able to run the robots. And no, Tesla batteries are not going to run the robots. You know, where are they going to get the energy to charge them? So, anyway, folks,
all
it's going to get lighter and brighter. Yeah. On that note, it's going to get bleaker. I promise you, one more segment of bleakness, and then we're gonna uplift you with some options for people that didn't know they had them in terms of integrative oncological methods that are not chemo-based that would normally not be affordable, but maybe we found a way to help you afford them, as Marcus Ellis joins us from Abacus Settlements a little later. But yeah, this goes into the climate shift scenario and what it is revealing. I'm like, I want to be happy Robert Scott Bell, but I'm kind of bummed right now. I admit it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe my pineal gland needs a little cleanse. Maybe that's what it is, Super Don. If I acknowledge feeling a little bit bummed about the subject matter today, talking about all these children that are being harmed, neurodevelopmental issues, you know, going out and talking to people who are dealing with neurological degradation diseases. And I don't mean to dwell on what might be perceived as negative, but to acknowledge what is happening out there is something that we do. And, of course, we focus mostly, ultimately, on solutions to these things, therapies to these options that maybe are not given when you're told it's terminal, there's nothing you can do. No, there's always something you can do. Until you come across a story like this, and you're like, we're all doomed. What does it matter? Game over, man. How do you say that? Was that Bill Paxton in Aliens?
Yep. Yep.
Right? Here we go. The climate is changing. All right? Listen, climate has been changing since there's been a climate. So I'm not going into anthropomorphic global warming. But there is evidence certain areas are warmer, certain areas are colder. And apparently, in areas where there's permafrost, like in Canada and Alaska, somebody went up there and measured what was in the permafrost. Turns out, there are tons and tons and tons and tons of mercury. Mercury.
No.
Yeah.
Yay.
We thought we'd get away with it or get away from it when we stop injecting it into our children. But now the permafrost is thawing. And it's now the good news is it's not likely to release a lot of mercury into the atmosphere because mercury is so heavy. I'm not saying none of it doesn't get up there because, you know, we know about things like that. But, I don't know. What I don't know from this article is this elemental mercury from a million years ago? Or is this mercury that was dropping as pollution, you know, from snow, you know, when it did go up in the atmosphere and came down during, since the Industrial Revolution, coal burning, all these things. And yeah. Is that the reason? Did they go into that? Did I miss that?
No, and that's the question that I had after reading this, you know, and going, oh, my God, you know, then looking at it and going, okay, but where did it come from? You know, I mean, it's just like, you know, we measured it and there's 33 million gallons of mercury in the permafrost. It's like, what'd they do? I mean, it's how did that get there?
How did that get there?
Is it normal for mercury to just build up in places?
I mean, mercury is a naturally occurring element as part of the Earth. We know that.
Right.
But here's the question is, because we know that if you burn coal, certain things that contain mercury, soot, things are going to be carried gaseously into the air. But if you're just sitting there in pools of the permafrost, how is it then going to get in the atmosphere? Is it just evaporation? And if so, typically when you talk about steam distillation, it's to remove heavier elements somehow from the water that would precipitate out. So
now, when was the last ice age?
The last ice age?
Yeah.
I mean, they had many cold ice ages, but not a real where the ice was cut. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands.
Like,
I mean, a long time.
The last ice age, right?
Yeah.
And so this scientist is saying that, and it's all speculative, of course, but saying that this mercury could represent the buildup of mercury during and since the last ice age.
Yeah, it's still
so
a
if
long
we're talking.
Time.
Yeah. If we're talking 100,000 years,
right?
I mean, I guess there's a lot that has happened in the last 100,000 years. My question would be, how did it build up in the permafrost?
Yeah,
I guess it gets trapped in the ice and just kind of accumulates over time.
Right? Why up there? Well, listen, this doesn't change the strategy of making sure you're getting adequate amounts of selenium every day in your diet or through rational whole food supplementation. And you know, utilizing homeopathic strategies if you need to do intravenous chelation for serious. So, again, we know how to address this and reduce and minimize the burden. But at the same time, again, you got to ask, and we don't have enough information from this article. It's just it's raising more questions. If you take 100,000 years, did it all happen in the last 100? Or is it a slow accumulation over 100,000 years? Again, I'd like to know that because, we've done some things to mess up our environment. And it isn't causing global warming, but as I've argued, global intoxication. The slow, subtle, and powerful poisoning of the people and the animals of planet Earth. The Earth will survive us. It'll be happy when the parasitic humans that can't figure out how to live in some kind of balance with the natural world figure it out. But for now, we're going to continue to do our level best to grow our own food, right? Encourage you to do so. Find places where you feel comfortable. Listen to the voice of spirit. Clean that pineal gland. Stop with collectivism. Find out the reason that you are here. And let it kind of gravitate you to where you need to be physically on this planet to accomplish your mission while you're here. Because if you live a mission, purpose-filled, driven life, no matter what happens around you, again, these things that can bum us out from time to time, like these stories, you're going to be okay. You're going to be here completing the task you've been assigned to do. And you're going to have a good time doing it, as we do most of the time. Most of the time.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's lighten it up now. Giving you options for healing when you thought you had done. I met my next guest, his first time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. His name is Marcus Ellis from Abacus Settlements. I met him, I believe the first time, was at the Best Answer for Cancer that Annie Brandt hosted in San Diego, California. Then met him again at the Truth About Cancer in Orlando this past year. And he's a bright man, a very happy guy. Really, you can tell the energy and his passion to help people is sincere. And I thought, well, the topic he wanted to talk about, no one's ever brought up on this show. It's like, how do you afford to get the care you need if it requires real, aggressive, and I'm going to say this, holistic medical intervention? Because we do a lot of self-help stuff here, buy a supplement here and there, very inexpensive for the most part, and it can work. But there are people in desperate straits. What happens there? And Marcus, this kind of happened to you. As you were just telling me, you were actually selling insurance policies for cancer treatment.
Exactly. I was one of the top men in America selling cancer policies through a supplemental company. And I was on the very month that I was diagnosed, I was actually that very month that I came up with cancer, I was the number one guy in America that was selling the supplemental policies. So they were all treatment-based, and that treatment-based means every time you get chemo or radiation or drugs or surgery, then you would get some funds back from the company. I absolutely was shocked by my own getting terminal cancer. I got a diagnosis at Vanderbilt that I was into stage four cancer when I walked in. I didn't even know that I was there. I was so bad out of it because I thought I had a sports injury, and I just went for many months, 2 or 3 months, and didn't even do anything about it. And it got worse and worse. I lost 50 pounds in 6 weeks. And so I absolutely was a shadow of myself, and I'm a former gymnast and phys ed guy and marching band president and all that kind of stuff. I had absolutely never a sick day in my life. And so all of a sudden I turned up with this weird moment that just something broke on the inside of my body. That very month, I was the number one guy in America selling cancer policies. And at that point, 3 months later, they took me in. My family took me into the hospital because they said, you're not dying on our watch. And it was fortunate that they did because the hospital said I would have been dead in a couple of days.
So Marcus, at what point did you figure out the cancer policies you were selling were not meeting the needs of the people once they realized that the allopathic oncological treatment was just as likely to kill you as it was to help you, perhaps more so?
Perfect question. I went in for that entire year not knowing what to do, and I was subject to the chemotherapy, the drugs, the toxic stuff that they poured into me, and all that whole year I couldn't get out of the house. My entire body was so racked with, you know, what they pretend are side effects. But let me tell you honestly, Robert, I never had any of these problems before. They're direct effects of what they gave me. And so you're talking about pulmonary embolisms. You're talking about a heart attack. You're talking about, arthritis in your hip and neuropathy in your feet, lost all my hair. All of these things went on because of the quote-unquote side effects. And I've really turned it into the truth, which is collateral damage. It's like a military term. You literally go in to bomb something, and then they get everything else in the way. So I went through the entire most of the year doing that, and at the end of that year period that I thought I was through with these treatments, I got the call that we never want from oncology, and they said, we didn't get it all. And I said, oh, my gosh, what does that mean? You need more chemo, radiation, a stem cell transplant, or experimental treatment. And I, at that point, I had developed a network of people across the country that are curing and healing cancer naturopathically. And by the way, I love your terminology, naturopathic, naturally. You know, that the AMA and the pharmaceuticals have framed the argument to make anything that's normal, natural, to be the alternative. No. They're the alternative.
Yeah.
They've been only here for about 125 years. But to your question, at that point, they told me that I needed more, and I knew the destruction that had already occurred in my body. I couldn't handle any more. And so I said, what if I don't do any more to the doctor and the oncologist there? And he said, well, I'll give you 6 months. So after I went through all the treatments, then I'm terminal. At that point, I resorted to this network, and I went to a nutritional biochemist in Florida, a wonderful friend of mine, and he just said, here's what you have to do. He's state-of-the-art equipment that's 40 years ahead of the AMA and, you know, gave me a wonderful 35-page report and then told me, here's what you got to do. And he actually gave me the protocol. I came home and did it, and all by myself. And what happened was, you asked the question about when did I find out. Well, at this point, I was going through all these natural things for 6 months. Oncology called me and said, we need to do a follow-up. And I said, okay. And they said, what date do you want? And I said, well, how about March 17th? And the young lady didn't know what that was, but that was the exact 6 months date that I was supposed to be dead on. And I went back in, Robert, and at that time, they did their blood work, the Chem24 profiles, all their lab assessments, and guess what they found?
I'm guessing it was better than they expected.
Yeah, there was no cancer.
Yeah.
But then, so my point was this. At that point, I asked the insurance company that I was representing all across the country, I asked them to pay me benefits for doing the naturopathic things, and they denied all of my benefits. My own company, and I literally was a poster child for successful healing from terminal cancer. And I said, guys, we got to do something about this. And my pleas fell on deaf ears. Eventually, I had to leave the company because I figured they're not going to help anyone who's seeking natural cures.
Right.
And that's the case in most all of these insurance companies all across America.
So well, to your credit, again, you acknowledged the problem and said, well, I came through it. They're not going to pay me, but I'm alive. And that would have been it. But no, you began to think of others in that situation, mm-hmm. in that dilemma.
Exactly.
And then you began to, I don't know, did you have a huddle with a bunch of people in your industry? Did this, well, like an inspiration, you woke up from a dream? How did this happen?
No, brother, it's been a very lonely trip. And I was by myself. My little family was the only thing that ever helped me. And I had been doing research. I'm a teacher, so we have a huge library here. And I had a whole section, one entire section of naturopathic books and materials. And so during that time that I was so sick from the chemo that I couldn't leave the house, I literally was just reading and researching if I could get out of bed. And that's where I developed that network. And at that point, when he told me, that you're terminal, and then I went naturopathically and I was healed, and then I actually asked my company to pay me and they wouldn't, then I realized, oh my gosh, this is a racket. Mm-hmm. Because the other thing that came into my brain was, you know, when I went back to oncology the final time, I asked them, you know, I told them, they said, there's nothing here, there's no cancer. And I said, well, no one asked me what I did. Nobody
yeah.
said
no, they aren't interested. No, no.
No,
so,
no.
No, so what I want to get to here, Marcus, with you, because here one of the comments coming through the YouTube, Jay and her
yep.
friend is asking, why can't we start a holistic insurance company, right? This is the natural question. It's like, shouldn't there be a form of insurance? Should a, you know, an issue like this come up? And you don't want to go where the insurance companies will cover, right? And
that's
so,
that
again, this is...
cover that stuff.
This is where we are, but if people have never had this, you're telling me there's a system they can tap into already without 20 years of saving to do something right now?
Yes, let me tell you what's going on. The policies that people have, a lot of Americans carry life insurance policies already. A lot of us do. And what's happened is there's a our group is called Abacus Settlements, and we literally will pay, people will buy the life insurance policies, of these people across the country, and literally pay them between anywhere from 50 to 80% of the face value of the policy. So if you can understand, if you've got a $500,000 policy, we can pay them up to like around $400,000 of that policy and give them the money today while they're still alive. And they can do whatever they want to with it, which is incredible because they can now go and get the treatments that they need at Dr. Tony's or whatever they need
right.
to go throughout the country
but
or outside the country.
Marcus, that sounds unusual, because if people want to cash in their insurance policy, life insurance, today, normally you hear they'll pay you, what, 10%, 20%? I mean, am I right there? I mean, it just sounds like something that is not done.
That's exactly right. And the deal is all life insurance policies are chattel. It was ruled in 1911 by the majority opinion was written by Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, whose name you know, and he wrote in 1911 that the insurance policies are chattel. If you can buy it, you can sell it. Well, what's interesting is this particular niche that I found is that terminal or chronically ill patients are people that can sell them immediately. And literally, we can take over, Abacus will take over the payments, take over the policies. They will be settled out. The client will be settled out with absolutely no future involved with that policy and no terminations at all. So they can take the money and do with it as they want. And I'll be frank with you, the majority of this is all tax exempt. I've really never run across anything that has taxes on this. So the policies are tax exempt, and literally they can use the money. And what I frequently recommended, in fact, I did today, was a lady call me, and I'm dealing with people all across the country now. She said, I've got a problem with my mortgage broker, my mortgage company, the bank, and on and on. And I said, ma'am, you can pay off your mortgage, get rid of that bank that's not scrupulous, and literally go ahead and use the money for whatever treatments that you want. And then the remainder of it, still use it for anything else that you need. You know, you mentioned something that's really important, Robert. The price of naturopathic treatments is a fraction of what conventional is. I paid somewhere around $400,000 for treatments at conventional hands, and it failed. When I went naturopathically, brother, I got that was under $25,000.
Wow.
And I hope all your listeners can see this. It's the problem is right there, though, in that nexus. That thing is $25,000. Middle America doesn't have $25,000.
No, they don't. No, they don't. You're right. This is
like, can't even do that.
This sounds like you're changing life insurance, like, you know, for when you die, to life insurance for the living. This is an interesting concept.
Man, I love you. That's exactly what I call it. It's death insurance. They got to get smart. The life insurance companies are in this. It's a big thing. Do you know that 90%+ of life insurance policies in America are never claimed?
I'm not surprised by that. I've never looked in, but I'm not surprised by that. Look, what you've set up is a situation where people that are, you know, and we've heard from these people for many years, and it hurts my heart too to hear the sad stories that they don't have the money even to do what would, you know, if you had saved a little, you might be able to, but no, they can't even do that. So what you've set up is a way to pay them generously, not scamming them on a policy that they held for when they were gone to help them when they're still here. And
it's even better, because what happens is you can give the remaining balance to your family if you want to, or whatever you want to do. But the thing is, you have it while you're alive. There are many people today, Robert, that are actually, their lives are being extinguished too early.
Yeah, for sure. Marcus, we don't have a lot of time on radio. I'm going to hold you over just to talk a little off the air, but I want you to tell everybody how to reach you if they're interested in taking part in what you're doing here.
Thank you. A couple of things. MarcusEllis74@gmail.com is my email, and they can reach me there. Again, that's MarcusEllis74@gmail.com. And my number is 931-722-4949. Reach me. That's my cell.
931-722-4949. We have the Abacus Settlements link in the show notes, as well as an article that you've done. There's a YouTube that describes your journey that you did at The Truth About Cancer in October. I'm going to talk with Marcus a little bit more on the break for our YouTube audience. And Marcus, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
That's funny. The people here in the YouTube chat room, that's where a lot of live chat's happening while we're doing the radio broadcast here on GCN. By the way, you can listen after the fact on GCN or iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and, of course, on YouTube. But a lot of things, you know, the YouTubers are asking, it's like, I just showed up. Did I miss anything? I said, no, nothing. Just a bunch of talking. Nothing much. Go back and listen if you think you missed something. But, yeah, no, despite the serious tone I felt tonight, you know, sometimes you feel it and you roll with it. Other times we're light and goofy. And I try to find ways to inject because we don't do vaccines, but goofy we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, there is something interesting. I was just interviewed for an upcoming, you know, these online telesummits or whatever they are. And
very popular right now, yeah.
Very popular. A lot of them going on. This I was hooked up with this Karen Preznar from the DACA Detox. Said, call her. When I was out in Utah. And I didn't have a chance to do it till I got back. And we connected today. And she interviewed me about a subject that I don't talk about. Occasionally I do, intensely. But it was about heart health. And I got to do some stuff I haven't even done on the air. I love doing that because when somebody interviews me about a subject and they're drilling down deeper, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go deeper on this than I ever get to go. And so I'll be one of the featured interviews. And you'll hear some stuff that you've not heard from. Some of it you'll know, but there's some stuff that I did like I haven't done on the air. So I would ask you, if you would, go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, scroll down in the notes, today's show notes, and we'll keep this up in the show notes every day until it's done. And this has been going on for a few days already, so you can catch up with it, but you can still sign up for free and click on it. The Amazing Healing Power of Food. Take control of your health and feel better naturally. And I don't know when she's airing mine, but go ahead and sign up for free. When I click on the link there, and it'll take you there, and you'll get an email as to what to do. So I don't do many of these now, but this one was special. And when the Dr. Detox says, yeah, you should do it, I'm like, yeah, of course, Daryl, of course I'll do it. Cool. So with that, let's see. Do we end on a light, happy note, or do we end arguing amongst ourselves? This last story about the ACLU lawsuit.
Yeah, we don't, I mean, whatever. It's not, it's, we got everybody on the edge of their seat. You've done a great job at doing the... the hype on this one. Yeah,
well,
I thought this was a funny story.
It is. Now, if I'm in Italy, if you're watching me, I'm doing this. Okay? You get that. If I'm in America, I'm raising my middle finger. Apparently, this guy flipped off a state trooper, and he got cited for provocation. So
I didn't know that was a law.
Provocation, yeah.
Provocation?
You provoked me. You provoked me. I know.
Okay.
It's like it's a snowflake law, I think it is. A Terre Haute, Indiana. I think it's Terre Haute. Yeah, Indiana. He was ticketed for making a rude gesture at an Indiana state police officer. He filed a federal lawsuit claiming his constitutionally protected rights as free speech and freedom from unreasonable search and seizure were violated because he was ticketed for flipping him off. Now, I'm not here to argue, Super Don, that it's a good idea to flip off a state trooper. That's not what I'm saying. But if you do, and the state trooper pulls his gun out or tickets you, no, I don't find that reasonable. Because I believe that you have the freedom of speech, including to be a rude butthead, if you want to be. And you don't get ticketed for that. So I'm actually on the side of freedom of speech here. I don't think this should be a law of provocation, because they're saying the likelihood of retaliation is high when you do something like that. No, if you're a cop, you have to have some level of self-control. Somebody flipping you off is not the same as somebody, you know, threatening violence with a firearm or attacking you in any way. So I guess you know where I fall on this one.
Well, and I don't necessarily disagree with you on principle. I mean, it's, look, you know, he flipped off a cop. So at that point, the cop, you know, it was dumb.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the point that I'm making is that, look, you could walk up to some guy in an alley and go, F you, and flip him off and stuff like that. And you could say to that guy, now listen. It's my constitutional right to have free speech. And then the guy pounds you into the pavement. Now, you could say, well, no, that guy was wrong for doing that. But you know what? I grew up in the real world where, you know, you can't wave the Constitution at somebody after you flip them off in order to prevent them from retaliating.
This is a common sense issue, is it not? I mean,
if somebody flipped me off, would I beat them up? No, but I'd probably go, do you too, or something. You know, I have the constitutional right to react to somebody doing something like
but
that.
But if
you
flip off a cop, I just, like...
That's just dumb.
But the cop's got to go, you know what, you're an idiot, and just move along. Unless there's really a crime going on. I don't think that there's a crime of being rude that belongs to be ticketed or jailed. Anyway, folks, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with, Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. And who knows what else? We'll figure it out as you will, too, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.